Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another illustrious episode of Freedom Friday. I want to first say welcome to the Less Rock Podcast. I am your host, Philosophical, where every Friday I am your host, Philosophical, and I'm pretty much speaking things on my mind for the new audience and for current audience. I first want to say thank you. Appreciate all the support you guys have given to us to this day and throughout the year. And to the new subscribers who are just watching us, catching us here, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. And definitely comment, and definitely make sure you ring that notification bell. So today, you know, pretty much what I want to speak on is a topic I think has been a long time coming, not only for us, but a conversation that probably needs to be had and probably already has been had, right? Do all men cheat? And the answer to that is no, all men do not cheat, right? Some men do, yes. There are reasons why they cheat, yes. Does it make it right? No. Does it make it, okay? Or do I condone it? Do I agree with it? No, right? But the notion of do all men cheat is such a negative stigma that has followed all men, and it's put a bad taste in a lot of women's mouth, and it's become kind of a social conversation to where reasons why dating is kind of convoluted, it's watered down, relationships aren't successful, marriages aren't becoming successful, and this is the thing, and I'm speaking to the ladies out there. Do all men cheat? No, they don't. But I think there are a couple things that need to be kind of talked about here. One, let's start talking about the courting process. And there are men out there who court women who, for an agenda, for a physical purpose, right? Just hit it and quit it. Just wanted sex, friends with benefits. There are men out there like that. Married men out there doing it, men that are in relationships doing it, having side pieces, yes. But there are good men out there who are supporting their family, who are trying to support you. And I think there's a lack of understanding of men out there that are very ambitious. Some are very confused. Some are trying to figure out how to excel, not only within their household, but individually. And I think what happens is when we're not in a robotic behavior to want our woman all the time, we're not giving her attention all the time, we're not giving her everything she wants, when she wants it, how she wants it, it's contributed and said that, you know, we're cheating. And that's not always the case, right? And I want to speak on that. I think men that are pursuing relationships and are pursuing marriage and have dealt with situations where they have been cheated on, or you're dating someone that has had issues with being cheated on, there are certain conversations that I feel we're not having. I feel like there's a level of trust that we're not having within relationships. And when there's a slight change in behavior outside of what that person is going through, instead of communicating and having a conversation of, hey, is everything all right? Everything going well? You know what I mean? We as men, we don't talk. We try to conquer the world by ourselves. We stay silent. We get stressed because that's our vulnerable state to feel that we don't want to be torn down for our failures. And sometimes to our partner, that can be contributed as, you're not showing me any attention. You're not giving me any type of physical attention, mental attention, emotional attention. And point blank, the thing is that men aren't robots, right? We got a lot going on up here, trying to succeed. The pressure of trying to make the relationship that we're currently in better than what it is right now. Or if it's, you're in a good place, trying to make it to a better place to sustain a certain foundation. And there are a lot of men out there grinding. There are a lot of men out there that are focusing on their career and focusing on their individuality and not necessarily having sex with a bunch of women, aren't necessarily chasing a lot of women. There are men out there doing that, yes, but there are good men out there that have a standard and a boundary that they're not chasing women. They're trying to complete their purpose. They don't have time. We don't have time to chase a lot of women. Why? Because we're trying to define our purpose individually, whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, or whether you're married. And it's such a stigma that the way a man looks, the way a man carries himself, the amount of money he has, the success factor. And I'm not even talking to the men who possibly have, you know, a lot of kids by 3-4 different baby mamas, right? Their phone's constantly blowing up. They got 3-5 chicks on the side. I'm not even talking to those men. I'm talking to the men that have had a bad stigma that because one man cheats, all men cheat. And that's not true. There are good men out there trying to define and find their purpose and don't have time. That's not part of their standard. That's not part of their boundaries that they set for themselves as a man, right? And there's always going to be insecurities on both sides of the fence. Is it insecurity? Is it past environments? Have you been cheated on before? And it's just sad that one man's stigma is being placed on all men's stigma. There are good men out there that don't have time to cheat. Do we get tempted? Yes. Do we get, you know, there are 99 billion women out there. Do men get tempted? Do I get tempted? Yes, we're men. Naturally, men are hunters. Yes. But that doesn't, it brings a certain type of discipline, right? That some men, not all men, do have, that they can control themselves and have that discipline that, like, man, I'm good at home, or I'm looking for a certain type of woman. And when you find that woman as a hunter, you're not hunting anymore. You're just not. And that doesn't mean because your boy or another man cheated that you're going to cheat. No, that's not who you are. And it's crazy that this stigma is being placed on us. So now I want to speak to the relationships and marriages that have dealt with infidelity. Have you, and I want to speak to the relationships and marriages that either are currently going through that right now, have dealt with it and gotten past it, or, you know, you're trying to navigate on how to get past it. And this is my answer to you. I commend you. Forgiveness, consistency, communication, setting a boundary, setting a standard for that relationship or that marriage is key. You've got to sit down together within the confines of your relationship and to say, hey, this is my standard. This is my boundary. And there are men out there who I'll even say that are in relationships and even married right now that have stepped out on their partner. And they probably do feel bad about it. And they should be thanking the Lord that you have a woman at home that's willing to forgive. And some men out there are taking advantage of that. Some men are doing it repeatedly and not even noticing or understanding what they have at home because they continue to have the same behavior over and over and over and the lack of discipline. And a lot of men don't understand that, and I'm not condoning it. And this has been going on since the dawn of time. So to wrap it up, Do all men cheat? No. There are a lot of good men out there who don't have time to cheat. They're trying to find an individual purpose. They're trying to define themselves to be ready for a potential relationship, a potential marriage. You're in a relationship and you're married and you've never cheated on your partner. I commend you because that displays a great deal of discipline. And you've inherited that based off of preparing and defining your purpose. If you're in a relationship right now, you've been married and you've stepped out on your partner and you guys have decided to work it out and talk about it, set a standard, set a boundary, you know, communicate and just wipe the slate clean. And I know that's hard to say because I'm not in that position, but I've been in that position to where it's happened to me, right? And that was my deal breaker. But for relationships and marriages out there to say that, hey, I love this person enough that I want to work it out, I commend you guys. But now you've got to take it a step further because now you've got to develop discipline and purpose. So free yourself from thinking that all men cheat because they don't. Do we get tempted? Yes. Are temptations out there? Yes. So many things going on the internet, so many things. You walk out of your house, you go to the mall, you go anywhere, it's there. But you gotta have that discipline, right? And to the relationships and marriages that are going through it right now, right, who the partner has stepped out, free yourself from thinking that if you chosen to forgive, you know, that person, you gotta wipe the slate clean, you gotta develop that discipline. And you've got to understand what you have at home because that takes a great deal of forgiveness and faithfulness that a lot of people out here do not have. So free yourself. Understand what you got at home. And do all men cheat? No, they don't. They're just busy. All right? I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe. Make sure you guys comment down in the comment section. Make sure you guys follow us on all social platforms. And this is your Freedom Friday. I'm Philosophical. I'm out, y'all. Peace.